Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast, where our mission is to help hosts share their space and live their dream. This episode is sponsored by our free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Our comprehensive Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist will take the guesswork out of what you'll need to finally get your Airbnb off the ground. You'll have the confidence to do that thing you've always wanted to do. Get started today sharing your space and living your dream by visiting our website, thanksforvisiting.me, and that's for F-O-R, and signing up for your free Airbnb Startup Essentials Checklist. Again, this is free, so hurry up and get your copy today. Now on to the episode.
You're listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. We believe hosting with heart is at the core of every successful short-term rental. With Annette's background in business operation and Sarah's extensive hospitality management and interior design experience, this dynamic duo has welcomed more than 2,000 guests from 25 countries, earning them over $500,000 and garnering them over 650 five-star reviews. Now they're ready to share creative ways for your listing to stand out, to serve your guests, and be profitable. Each episode will have knowledgeable guests who bring value to the short-term rental industry, or Annette and Sarah will share stories about their own experiences so you can implement actionable improvements to your own rentals. Whether you're experienced, new, or nervous to start your own short-term rental, we promise you'll feel right at home. Here are your hosts, Annette and Sarah.
Hello, welcome to another episode of Thanks for Visiting. I am one of your co-hosts, Sarah Karakayan.
And I am Annette Grant, and together we are
Thanks for visiting. Annette, it's so good to see you again.
It's good to see you.
I am pumped because we have a new start to every episode, and it is hashtag STR Share Sunday. Do you want to share with our audience what that is?
Yes, of course. Our tagline here at Thanks for Visiting is share your space, live your dream. And we wanted to start our episodes out by highlighting our listeners' spaces. So we want to share your space so you can live your dream.
To be considered, you have to use our hashtag on Instagram. So if you are, you should have an Instagram for your Airbnb, but if you don't, you probably have one for yourself and you've probably shared your Airbnbs on your personal account. So use our hashtag STR Share Sunday. We are looking for them. We will not only share you on our Instagram account, but we will also share you right here on our podcast. We have thousands of listeners who can check out your stuff and you'll make new friends. So who are we highlighting this week, Annette?
Today, we are highlighting at Join the Rank. And it's Colin and Janine, and they have properties in Pawleys Island, South Carolina.
So their handle is Join the Ranks. Their last name is Ranks. How cute is that?
I know. Well done on the Instagram
Good
handle.
Good job, you guys. We love what they're doing. Number one, they just have a personal, or I guess a business slash personal Instagram account. They do share their properties on there. It looks like currently they have two properties, but they are always searching for more because they love the hosting experience.
And one thing that we really, really like about what they do is they want to make their guests feel at home, and they make sure to highlight local restaurants, shops, bars on their Instagram. They help people guide their guests on where they should go when they stay. And it's super easy. I think it's a great way to help your guests navigate your town in a quick, easy, concise way. They do it on their highlight in their Instagram. And they're hosts with heart. That's what we like. They do it. They're hosting together and they're just making sure that each stay is the best for their guests.
Yes. So thank you so much for all you do for the hosting community. Join the Ranks. Listeners, yes, please use our hashtag STR Share Sunday and you could be our feature next week. So on to the show.
Yes. This episode, we are going to talk about something that everybody wants to know about.
Dun, dun, dun.
It is what happens if someone damages something in your space. Pretty much, these are the two things. People are concerned about parties and damages slash theft.
Yeah.
Well, we are going to talk about our specific experiences and how we have handled them and just go over a little bit of general, if you were to like go to the FAQ section of Airbnb, how they would handle. But we want to give you an inside look of things that we have truly experienced ourselves. And quite honestly, with the number of guests that Sarah and I have had, this is like minuscule. It's probably 0.0001%. So we do want to talk about it, but the reason we want to talk about it is because it doesn't really happen that often and people seem so scared and in fear about it. And we want to just kind of lay that to rest.
Well, and when it does happen, we don't want you to say, oh, how do I handle this? Right? Mm-hmm. Like we don't want you to stop in your tracks and get white in the face and get upset in your mind. Like there are ways to handle this. This happens no matter what business you're in. That's why it upsets me sometimes that people who are so interested in our industry and they want to do what we're doing, they let fear stop them because they're afraid of parties, they're afraid of damages. And honestly, if you own a restaurant, if you own a cleaning service, even if you are a solopreneur working for yourself and you're putting your work out there and someone steals your work, right? Like things happen mm-hmm. and you have to kind of have a plan of action for when the worst happens, so that you can remain calm about it and move forward.
Absolutely.
First off,
Annette, what happened in your life?
Well, I want to talk about things that happen often and I let it roll off. For instance, wine glasses get broken. Scissors get stolen. Maybe some toilet paper from time to time. A towel or sheet gets ruined. That type of stuff, I do not consider that a damage. I consider that just cost of doing business, normal wear and tear on a short-term rental. So we do have people that reach out to us and ask what to do in those specific instances. Personally, I don't do anything. So that's what I do. And, you know, I know that like if I was at a hotel, for instance, and I, you know, ruined a towel or I accidentally took a glass or something like that, I don't think they would reach out to me. So that's just something that I don't even stress about it. I don't want to charge somebody for those individual items. So personally, that's what I do. Sarah is the same on that.
I'm the same.
So really, I've only had one true large damage. And it was interesting. And I'm not sure if the guest was completely honest, but it doesn't matter. They they let me know immediately. They completely shattered my, don't even know what inches television, but they cracked it, shattered it. It was completely, you know, worthless and ruined, quite frankly. And they let me know immediately, which I really, really appreciated. But I will tell you, two things kind of happened. Number one, I had another guest checking in pretty soon. So I was kind of under the gun as far as like going and buying one and making sure I had it replaced. So the reason I even bring that up is financially, the damage wasn't even resolved before I bought a new one. And also why I bring that up is it was imperative for me to take photos and put this in the resolution center as soon as possible so I could start to get that underway.
By resolution center, you mean?
The resolution center built into Airbnb. What happened there is, first of all, I thank the guest. So appreciative that they reached out. You know, they wanted to let me know. They're like, hey, how much does it cost? Can we like give you money right now? Can we Venmo? Can we PayPal you? Do not do that. Don't get cash. Don't PayPal. Don't Venmo. There is a resolution center. You want to have that on record. So I immediately, once they checked out, I couldn't get there before they checked out. It was right before they checked out. And I went over, I took photos of it. And luckily, I had the receipt from the original purchase, but I also had the receipt from the new purchase because I needed to buy a new TV very fast. And what I did is I just went into the resolution center, immediately let them know, you know, the guest had told me they had broken the TV, uploaded photos of the broken TV, uploaded receipt of the new TV, and the guest approved it and paid for it almost immediately. I don't even remember if there was a lag time there. However, I will let you know, in hindsight, I probably should have maybe charged for my time, my trip to Best Buy. You know, there was actually, it took a little bit longer than I had anticipated because it just took a little bit longer to pick out a TV, buy it, get it back, unbox it.
Yeah, reprogram those type of things.
So those are some things I have probably charged for in the resolution center, but I chose not to. But in all honesty, besides the random things that we talked about at the beginning of the show, that has been my biggest damage over time. So I honestly super thankful for that guest. They were that open and honest, but also thankful for my hosting community, because I think I did reach out to other hosts and talk to them like, hey, how do I do this? Because they were wanting to kind of pay me other ways. And I'm glad that I did do that through the Resolution Center and actually went through that. Just a side note there, if it did not get resolved via the Resolution Center, like we didn't have to have Airbnb. They were involved obviously via the Resolution Center, but I did not have to talk to anybody at Airbnb or escalate it and get them involved. The guest and I worked all this out via that Resolution Center, which was awesome.
Yeah. No, I think you handled it exactly how I handled my two instances. And I've been hosting for 7 years. So just take that into account. I need like wood to knock on, because I don't want to like have a party happen this weekend. But in my 7 years of hosting, I've had two situations. The first one, actually, I kind of had three.
Okay, let's do them.
Maybe four.
But see, listen to that.
They're so small.
You can't even remember how many you've had.
So one was, it was a Valentine's Day situation. The guests were staying Valentine's Day night.
Oh.
And they got those.
Do I want to know?
No, this is PG. This is PG.
Okay.
They put tea candles, little tiny tea candles.
Oh, setting the mood.
Setting the mood, which is like, fine, you guys. Number one, people are doing things in your bed. I don't care what you think they are not doing or doing. Like, it's happening. So just get over it.
Right. Honestly, let's talk about that.
Yeah, it's happening.
If you, this happens on a lot of the forums. Listen, do not host if you don't think that's going to happen in your bed.
Correct.
So
it's happening.
It's happening.
Put the appropriate mattress protector on. And yeah. Okay, moving on. Anyway, so they were setting the mood. Fine. Like, fine. But put the candle in glass holder. No. They put the actual wax candle on my hardwood floors and as a pathway to the bedroom. So, you know, I sent them a message. I said, hey, just so you know, wax leaves a mark on wood. And I've had to clean out the markings on the floor from your candles on the floor. The guest decided not to respond to me at all. Never said anything like, sorry, nothing. They just did not respond. I thought long and hard if I wanted to like escalate the situation to Airbnb. And after Nick and I chatted about it, we decided not to, because it was actually pretty easy to remove. I forget the trick. There's a trick on how to get like wax residue off of wood. Anyway, but you can Google it. It's easy, whatever. Point of the story being, I did leave an honest review. I said, I reached out to the guests. They did this thing. They did not respond when I asked them to engage with me about just accepting responsibility. Just feels good at the other end, right? So I did leave an honest review. Another time, a guest scratched our wood floors, also reached out to that guest, asked them if they would consider helping us with the repair. No response. I did escalate it to Airbnb.
Come on, people.
I escalated to Airbnb, and actually Airbnb couldn't help me come up with a number that would be fair to bring to the guests. So actually that also died in the water. And I, as a person who is very involved in home improvement, like, it's not an easy fix. So, you know, we did the temporary fix to it, kind of fill the gash with polyurethane, and it's fine. Here's two instances where I got money.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so both involve rugs, which is really awkward.
You're having some flooring problems.
Floor issues.
Yeah.
Number one, actually, that's a really good tip that Nick and I learned, is we have pull-out couches. And so people have to move the coffee table to pull out the couch. And what we didn't realize is that people don't care about your home as much as you do. So they kind of pull the coffee table, which is where the scratches have come from.
Oh.
So we then put, instead of having like a 5x7 rug in front of the couch or an 8x10, we're now doing 9x12. So if they have enough room to move the coffee table away from the pull-out couch, pull out the couch, you can drag the coffee table all you want. Also, we got light coffee tables, not nice, heavy ones. We had one from West Elm that like lifts up and like becomes like a tray to you. We took that out and put something really light, easy to move. Okay, anyway, we had a guest. I don't know how these holes happened or appeared, but they're black holes, random, like burn holes. It didn't go through. It didn't damage the floor. It just damaged the rug. It was a World Market faux cowhide rug, really cute.
Oh, yeah, you're going to see some holes in that.
$160. Oh, big. Like, these are like,
did the guest tell you?
Okay, no. the guest did not tell me. My cleaning team, like they do, they sent me a picture. Hey, this was damaged. I sent a picture to the guest and the guest said, oh, my guest did that while I was sleeping because I did not know that had happened.
Okay.
Doesn't matter. That's what the guest who booked said. So I said, understood. Would you replace it for me, please? And the guest at first was like, absolutely sure. And then I didn't hear from her for a couple days. I followed up. Would love for you to replace the rug. I sent her a link to the rug. She then was good, got educated, and she said, hey, per Airbnb's rules, you need to provide a receipt of purchase, of ownership of the rug.
The original rug.
The original.
Oof, that's rough.
Which I had.
Okay. Ooh, nice, Sarah.
Now, here's the thing, listeners. Like, if you're setting up an Airbnb, I'm just telling you, while you do it, scan your receipts with your phone or the scanner into a folder somewhere, into a Google Drive, whatever, and save it. Not only for your taxes, but also for instances like this.
Mm-hmm.
So I uploaded the receipt of ownership. This way she can confirm which size I had bought. She sent me money via Airbnb and it was fine. She then left me a 3-star review.
Ooh.
Which, you know, wasn't fun to see. It was funny because every single review was 5-star, like value, 5-star accuracy. Mm-hmm. Everything was 5-star, but the overall was 3-star. And she didn't leave a comment. So, you know.
You'll have that.
I just don't want our listeners to be afraid to have something replaced because you feel like they're going to rebuttal with their review.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, after...
Because you can rebuttal with the review.
You can. I didn't. I was honest. I gave her 4 stars because she didn't follow guest instructions, which were to let me know if something is damaged. They did not let me know. Furthermore, I have enough great, honest reviews that covered her one 3-star review. I'm pretty sure I also had a comment, that 3-star review, something carefully crafted, so that people who are considering my property know that I'm an involved host and that I don't just let 3-star reviews go without saying something. And then my other damage just happened the other day. I had my cleaning crew tell me that there were urine stains on a rug in a pet-friendly Airbnb that I run. And
that's not good.
It's not good. To be fair, they didn't have a carpet cleaner on them and I did not have any in the space for them to use. So they tried their best to get it out with what they had. And then we went back with carpet, you know, spot remover, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It did come out. That being said, I messaged the guest and I said, hey, just so you know, your dog's left an accident for us to find.
Right.
And the guest knew about it. She said she tried to remove it as well. So I was perplexed as to why she didn't let me know to look for it.
Because she thought she might be able to get away with it.
I don't know.
Might as well try.
And so, but what's concerning to me is if you're listening and maybe you're also a guest, is to let your host know, because I had a guest checking in that night and it's just nicer if we know ahead of time and I can have my cleaning team come with the proper cleaning supplies to do that. So I did ask her if she would replace the rug if we couldn't get the stains out. And she agreed. She was very apologetic. We didn't have to escalate it to that.
Did you charge her an additional cleaning fee?
I did not.
Ooh, Sarah, very nice.
I did not. Honestly, a few spritzes of the carpet remover, I didn't.
No, I think that's a good point when we're talking about damages. Empower your guests if something happens. For instance, I know, you know, Sarah's talking to if it was pet friendly. If you know it's pet friendly, maybe supply some, you know, stain remover there in your
home. That's a good idea.
And at the beginning of the episode, I said things get broken. You know, leave a dustpan and a broom. Mm. Empower your guests. If there is something damaged, to at least be able to clean it up. You know, I always have like a bucket in case a leak springs, you know, obviously a plunger, some sort of stain remover for the carpet. Like there are things like that. Empower your guests if there is a small accident that, you know, I leave, what are those white, like they get everything out of everything.
Oh, a magic eraser.
Hey, I leave them a magic eraser. Oh, yeah. Hey, if something happens and you can make it magically disappear and
I
don't even know about it.
Do it.
That's something like maybe have a little cleaning kit, a, you know, damage triage, you know, container underneath your sink. But especially if you're pet friendly, that might be something that's going to happen, especially if a pet is in a strange place. So if you could at least empower them to help themselves, I think that's, you know, something that you can do.
Also, I thought about two pet-friendly places because this is my first experience with one. My owner wanted to have it, which is a great way to make more money and be more competitive because not every Airbnb is pet-friendly. We maybe should have had maybe an indoor-outdoor type rug instead of a regular indoor rug that's white and shaggy. Very cute, but...
Could you... I don't even know if this is possible, so I'm just bringing this up now. Could you put something in the description about, like, you know, if there are pet-friendly, like, in the fine print, like, if your pet has an accident, there will be a general carpet cleaning fee of...
Good
amount of dollars.
So we do have signs in the Airbnb that I need to alter now because of this education that I'm getting right now.
The little patty problem.
But the signs right now say, please keep your animals off the furniture so we can remain pet friendly, right? Like I want the guests to understand, like, I'm allowing your pets to come because I need to keep the furniture looking good for long. So please don't sleep with Fido like you would at home. Please, please, please don't. And I think having that sign in there, but I could also add to that, there is carpet cleaner in the closet should your little guy have an accident. Also, please do let us know if this happens so we can make sure that's ready for the next guest. You know, it's not the end of the world. There are plenty of hotels that have pets coming in and out of your hotels that you're staying in. Like, it's a thing.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
And there's some things that are just the cost of business. But there are times when you should charge for extra cleaning. For your
Absolutely.
Extra time. Like, I think you're right. You should have charged for getting that TV because that was a lot of your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Damages. Key thing, photos. Get photos ASAP. Make sure to report it to Airbnb before your next guest checks in. Some people, if you have a really, really high-end property, or, you know, maybe your risk, you know, you're very low risk, charge a deposit. You can do that. If
a security deposit.
If something is going to make you feel more comfortable and you're not hosting yet, and this is something that's holding you back, you can require a deposit. Just like a hotel, when you check in, they put a little security deposit on your card. You can do that with your Airbnb, especially like, let's say your partner is not like gung-ho about, you know, starting Airbnb. Let them know, hey, we can have a security deposit. If something happens, I've seen security deposits from $50 to $1,500.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of be able to gauge the caliber of guests. If like, man, if they're spending, if they know there's a $1,500 deposit on this place, I think hopefully you have a great guest checking in, but that's something to definitely keep in mind if you have any sort of, you know, you're not so risky and you just want to feel more comfortable as you're starting to, you know, starting on your Airbnb journey. But we also want to make you feel comfortable. These are really the damages. Like, this is the only thing that I've really encountered as a true damage that I needed to be, you know, refunded for, reimbursed for.
Two things. One, another shout out to Properly. It's one of my favorite websites and apps because my cleaning team takes pictures of the space when they're done cleaning and they can take it when they arrive and it tags the photo with the date and time they took it.
Timestamp.
Ooh,
nice.
So that we always have that for insurance purposes. Now, you know, my cleaners, my turnover pros can never be held responsible for something they didn't do. And also I can show my guest, oh, that's right. I had another instance where a guest brought a pet and the pet scratched the door casing. And the guest was like, there's no way my dog did that. He does not do that at home. And I said, I know, I'm a pet owner too.
Yeah,
I get it.
But that's also your home.
But in a strange place, they might. And what I did is I had a picture of what the door looked like before she checked in because I always have these pictures from my turnover pros because of Properly. And I showed her. I said, it was not like that when you arrived. And it's okay, but I just need your help replacing it.
Did she pay for that?
She did.
Okay, there we go. Did you do that through Resolution Center?
Resolution Center.
All right.
Well, yes. So yes. So I uploaded a photo. We went back and forth and right. We talked about it. Came to a solution of how much it's going to cost to replace. Once we came to that agreement, yes, we uploaded everything through the Resolution Center.
And just to kind of wrap up the episode, you should try to resolve any issues with your guest via the Resolution Center before you just escalate straight to customer service. I mean, a lot of times your guests are going to, and actually that's what Airbnb wants you to do. So I would definitely go to Resolution Center immediately and start to put that in.
I'd also say do it via the Airbnb app conversation-wise too, over calling the guest. Or if the guest calls you, say, great, I love that we're having this conversation, but there's no proof you had it. Mm-hmm. So if you move the conversation to the app, the Airbnb has told me, oh, I've seen the conversation. I know this, you are trying to, you know, come up to an agreement. One more thing I wanted to say is I feel like the reason we've had such minor damages is because you and I have a pretty good screening process with our guests. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get into that in a future episode. But I just want you to know, listeners, that while we very much advocate for you to have an open door policy and that you are very concerned and cautious about being discriminatory? How do you say that word?
Non-discriminatory.
Non-discriminatory in any way. At the same time, there is certain screenings that you want to just keep an eye out for so you don't get those kind of guests that are just going to trash your property.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to have an ask of our listeners. If anybody has a story, instance about a damage that you'd like to share or you think that would be worthy for us to share with our listeners to educate, please send that to us. It's hi, at thanksforvisiting.me. Let us know. We'd love to hear it. We'd love to share, you know, what happened with you. If there's something that we can help other hosts with, something that you've learned either the hard way or the easy way, something, you know, turned out being a lot easier than you thought it was going to be, let us know so we can share the wealth there. Anything else, Sarah?
I think that's it. Go forth and host with confidence.
Awesome. I am Annette Grant.
I am Sarah Karakayan.
And we are
Thanks for visiting.
And we will see you on the next episode.
Thanks for listening to the Thanks for Visiting podcast. Head on over to the show notes for this episode at thanksforvisiting.me. If you're looking to take your listing to the next level and show your guests how much you care, be sure to check out our line of thoughtful hosting products. From hosting checklists to custom mugs to toilet paper stickers, we've got you covered. And if you love our show, remember, sharing is caring. Please hit that subscribe button and leave us a review. Awesome reviews help us bring you awesome content. Thanks for tuning in, and we look forward to hanging out with you next week. Thanks for visiting.
Ever wonder what it would be like to have personalized guidance from Annette and me? Imagine achieving the same incredible results we helped Amy achieve, increasing her overall revenue by a staggering 187% by diving into her biz numbers. Or perhaps you'd love to boost your hosting business like Miranda, who added a fantastic $10,000 by refining her pet policy. Well, here's a scoop. There's only one way to get that one-on-one support from Annette, myself, our expert coaches, and our industry pros is by attending our on-demand workshop. Trust us, it's worth it. During the workshop, we'll make an offer to all of our attendees to join our membership. Once you're a part of our exclusive membership, you'll gain access to our elite community of hosts in our private Facebook group. This is where the magic truly happens. Members are engaging in discussions about their business numbers, occupancy rates, how to handle guest challenges, and providing unwavering support to one another. Plus, we will have live coaching calls to help you dive deeper into portfolio growth, team building, marketing, and so much more. Don't wait any longer. Head on over to www.hostmasterclass.com right now to secure your spot and embark on this exciting journey with us. That's www.hostmasterclass.com. Trust us, you won't regret it.